Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Jesus.
I need you.
fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Just breathe your name. Lift your hands, everybody, say, just When I remember your goodness, consistency towards me, how can I repay you? Appreciate and show my gratitude. There aren't just enough words to this. Lord, you are endless. Though my song is incomplete, yet my heart forever sings. Oh, 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 oh.
When I remember.
Though my song is incomplete, yet my heart forever speaks.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I'm so excited. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you this morning. Hallelujah. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are this morning, begin to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise His name. His name is worthy of praises and glory and honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Jesus. You woke us up this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless you. Oh, Father, we praise you. Oh, Father, we glorify your name. Hallelujah. 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 Urianiki amosutoria karamasetiria ka. Uriamasetiria ko yemo koyenesetiria karamase. Uriamasetiria goromasetiria karamasetiria ko. Begin to praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Begin to bless his name. Hallelujah. Let your praises go up. Let your praises go up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We bless you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Jesus, we bless you. We praise you. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this Sabbath morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If I had thousands and thousands of tongues, it's not enough. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us worship him. Get your Holy Communions ready, please, my sisters and brothers. Hallelujah. There is a word from the Lord, and then we'll have the worship, the word, and the communion. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus.
Once again, I want to say good morning. Turn your Bibles, please, to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. I'm going to read from verse 8. In fact, let me start from the verse 1 in the name of Jesus. Now in those days, a decree went from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all the people were on their way to register for the census, each to his own city. Now Joseph also went from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was betrothed to him and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over the flock at night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood near them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. And so the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly army of angels praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among people with whom he is pleased." Hallelujah. As I was reading, the Holy Spirit took me to verse 7. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read it again, verse 7, Luke 2, verse 7. "And she gave birth to her first son," this is Mary, "and wrapped him in cloth and laid him in the manger, because there was no room. No room for them in the inn." Hallelujah. No room. There was no room. No room. Hallelujah. Father, as I bring your word forth, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. All of you, Jesus. And none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. I decrease. Let Jesus increase. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. No room. As I was reading, the Lord just said, "Stop right there." Because I thought he would take me somewhere else, but you know, we always try, I always, when I'm doing the scripture, the morning service, he always, even preaching, I might think I'm going one way, but he brings me another way. Is there room in your life for Jesus? Is there room in your family for Jesus? Is there room in your heart for Jesus? These three questions. Room in your heart. Room in your family for Jesus. Room in your life for Jesus. We get so busy, get caught up in so many, and we forget to give Jesus a room in our hearts. So many things consume our hearts. So many things consume our thoughts, our minds. And there's no room. Hallelujah. For Jesus. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Revelation 3:20. "If anyone hear my voice, he will open the door and I will come in and sup with him." Hallelujah. Sometimes we allow him, he opens the door, he comes, he eats in with us. He sits in the dining room, he eats with us. He sits in the living room. And we do not allow him to go into our personal spaces. Our personal spaces, our personal rooms. Hallelujah. Where you pray, your room, your bedroom, is where the altar is. This is where you pray. This is where you sleep. Yeah, some people have different places in their homes, but when you get sleep at night, you will pray. You won't get up in the middle of the night and go to another part of your house. You will be praying right in that bed. Hallelujah. Or praying, or get on your knees, or lie on the floor and be praying. Because every room, your personal room, should have an altar, a place for Jesus. Hallelujah. To just allow him in your dining room, not only in your living room, not only, but he wants that place in your personal room. Because you see, when he has that place, when you wake up in the night and you can't sleep, he's right there. You have allowed him, hallelujah, to come into that room. You have allowed him to come into your spiritual room, into your spiritual space. You have an altar of prayer where you can cry out to him and say, "Abba, Father." Or you can say, "Jesus, help me. Jesus, this is too hard for me. Jesus, I need you. I need you. I need you. Jesus. Jesus." Room in your heart, an altar, a place of prayer, a place of communication, a place, room. Hallelujah. So they laid Jesus in a manger, there was no room. Hallelujah. Don't you know that God do not just do things for granted when he's saying it? When he writes a story about Jesus, and he wrote that story before Jesus was, before the world was even created, he wrote it. He wrote our storylines have been written way before we were even created as spirit beings, before we even came into the earth. There was a story written. Hallelujah. Is there room in your heart? Room in your life? Room in your family? Room. Jesus has to take that special place. Special place. No man takes it. It's a place for Jesus. Hallelujah. That's your communication. That's your place of intimacy. Hallelujah. That's the place that you share secrets with him. Hallelujah. That place that you, "Oh Lord, I need you." Is there room? In the midnight hour, he's right there with you. In the morning, he's there. Before you go to work or go to do your thing, he's right there. He wakes you up because he's what? Right there in your room. When you feel pain He's right there 24/7. Lord, I need you. Heal me. Deliver me. Set me free. Is there room? My sisters and brothers, make room in your heart for Jesus. Make room in your life for Jesus. Make room in your marriage for Jesus. Make room in your family for Jesus. Let him take preeminence in your life. Let him take preeminence in every situation. Hallelujah. Is there room? Is there room? Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name. We bless your name. Forgive us for not putting you first, for not giving you a room in our hearts and allowing you to operate in our lives. Forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Get your Holy Communion ready. Excuse me. And we're going to take the Holy Communion and I'm going to let you go. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Bye.
Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 11. We'll read from starting from verse 23, but let me pray over your Holy Communion this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to just breathe over the Holy Communion, turn it from the natural to the supernatural, the DNA that is in the blood and body of Christ, oh God. Release that DNA, your DNA, in the holy elements, in the elements, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, release an anointing, oh God, that will turn our anointing of ourselves, anointing, release the anointing of Jesus Christ upon ourselves this morning. Release the anointing of Jesus Christ, oh God, upon our tissues this morning. Release the anointing of Jesus Christ, oh God, upon our organs this morning. Release the anointing of Jesus Christ, oh God, upon our system this morning. Release the anointing of Jesus Christ, oh God, upon our bodies, our physical bodies, in the name of Jesus. Release the anointing of Jesus Christ upon our soul, in the name of Jesus. Release the anointing of Jesus Christ upon our spiritual cells, our spiritual tissues, our spiritual organs, our spiritual systems, in the name of Jesus. Release the anointing, oh God, of Jesus Christ upon us, oh God. Release the anointing of Jesus Christ upon the holy elements, in the name of Jesus. Release the anointing of Jesus Christ, oh God, in our homes. Release the anointing of Jesus Christ upon our lives, upon the lives of our children. Release the anointing of Jesus Christ in this service, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Release the anointing of Jesus Christ upon the lives of our children, our grandchildren. Release the anointing of Jesus Christ, oh God, upon the members of our AM, that I AM, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries, and their families. Release the anointing. Release the anointing of Jesus, Jesus Christ anointing. And release the anointing of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, upon us, oh God, upon our finances, the anointing of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, upon our decisions, release the anointing of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. For I received from the Lord, which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your body, of the bread, of crackers that represents the body of Christ. Hallelujah. In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Just you do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But a man must examine himself, and so in doing so he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For the one who eats and drinks, eats and drinks judgment to himself if he does not properly recognize the body. For this reason, many among you are weak and sick, and a number are asleep. But if we judge ourselves rightly, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord, so that we will not be condemned with the world. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, have them eat at home, so that you do not come together for judgment. As to the remaining matters, I will give instructions when I come. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, this morning we thank you for this Holy Communion. Hallelujah. We claim all the breakthroughs and the blessings in the name of Jesus, of the Holy Sacrament, O God. Father God, we claim all the unlimited breakthroughs and blessings in the Sabbath day, O God. That is an anointed rest. Oh God, anointed God rested on the seventh day. Father God, release your anointed rest upon us this day. In the name of Jesus, anointed rest. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, rest from our problems. Rest from our situation. Rest, oh God, we want to rest in your presence. That rest that releases that peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Release it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the holy offering. In the name of Jesus, the Sabbath offering. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you release your anointing upon the dollar, the cents, whatever it is, the finances. In the name of Jesus, release your anointing. Father God, with your anointing on our finances, oh God, we will never run dry. So we lift up the Sabbath offering unto you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. And we bless you, we praise you, we worship you. Thank you for this Sabbath day. Thank you for your children. Thank you, Lord. There is room at the cross. There is room in the end, room in our hearts for you. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful and wonderful day. Thank you for each and every one that joined us this morning. Father God, we pray for complete multiplication of their blessings, breakthrough. May they rest in your presence. We pray for those that are sick. We pray, thank you for their healing. We thank you for releasing your healing anointing upon the physical body in the name of Jesus. We thank you for perfecting all that concerns us. Lord, we pray for those that are mourning the loss of their loved ones. We pray, Father, that you will comfort their hearts in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit will comfort them, O God. We cover each and every one this morning with the blood of Jesus. We cover their families, their homes with the blood of Jesus, their children with the blood of Jesus, grandchildren with the blood of Jesus, nieces and nephews, siblings with the blood of Jesus. Perfect all that concerns us, O God. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, restful Sabbath day. Stay in the presence of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Don't forget, as you pray, release the anointing of Jesus Christ upon every part of your physical body, your spiritual body. Amen. In the name of Jesus, your mind. Release, just take that prayer. Release the anointing on your joints of Jesus Christ, on your tissues, your organs, whatever is going on, just release the anointing in your home, in your family, the anointing of Jesus Christ. The Lord said to tell you, release his son's anointing on every situation. And as you release it, things will be perfected. As you release it, but speak it, Lord, I release the anointing of Jesus Christ upon the life of my children. I just hear the Spirit of the Lord say, Lord, I release the anointing of Jesus Christ upon my marriage. Lord, I release the anointing of Jesus Christ upon my mother, my father, whoever is alive, and you want to release upon your sisters, your brothers, your relationship. Release the anointing. I keep hearing the Lord tell them this is their prayer for this week. This is the end of the week, but we start a new week tomorrow. Take this prayer and run with it. The anointing of Jesus Christ, begin to release it upon your physical, your spiritual. Just say it and confess it. I release it in the anointing. Oh my God, of Jesus Christ, on the prayer line, in the services. I release the anointing of Jesus Christ on my relationships. I release the anointing of Jesus Christ in my daughter's home, in my son's home. I release the anointing of Jesus Christ on this prayer line, in this service. Oh, we cannot make it without the anointing of Christ. Have a wonderful and a blessed day in Jesus' name. Amen.